Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim Tuesday sought a meeting with Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi to discuss what he calls a smooth transition of power.
Well, it depends on the initial discussion that we have. I don't want to preempt that, but I hope that he can respond positively, and then we will then present the case. I have the numbers, so I'm prepared to see.
Anwar says more than enough lawmakers have switched from the ruling coalition to his opposition alliance, giving him the majority support he needs to bring the government down. Prime Minister Abdullah brushed off Anwar's claims, saying his government will remain in power. There has been increasing pressure on the government since it lost its two-thirds parliament majority in the March general elections, the first time the ruling Barisan Nasional lost its majority since independence more than 50 years ago. Anwar has pledged to end corruption and promote racial equality by ending the government's long-time policy of affirmative action for ethnic Malays, which ethnic Indians and Chinese Malaysians say is discriminatory. Political analyst Ku Kai Peng says Anwar's popularity is at an all-time high, in part because Malaysians have become more aware of their rights.
Yeah, I feel very optimistic, and I think this is a sense of awakeness. People are being more awakened of their rights. People are more awakened of their role in society building. And we are beginning to see that young voices coming up to champion and even to promote non-racialism. And these young voices cut across all racial lines.
Anwar says if Mr. Abdullah refuses to meet with him, he may have to wait until Parliament reconvenes October 18th to take power. Nancy Milia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.